From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis that is affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rakhine area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
Tillerson's comments came after a report from the human rights activist group Amnesty International, in which Myanmar security forces are accused of carrying out a systemic purge of the Rohingya people. The report is based on interviews with more than 100 refugees. It said security forces shot hundreds of Rohingya who were trying to flee their villages and burned to death the elderly and sick who were too weak to flee. In some villages, security forces also raped or sexually assaulted women and girls, the report said. Tillerson said someone is going to be held to account for the atrocities. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government blames on the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The demonstrators went to the soccer stadium where the president and other leaders joined them. This is VOA News.